thank you for joining our worship service. We all hope that the 21 days would now be over and that we will see each other in church this morning, but now it has been extended. I realize that it's a very disruptive time and even a challenging time to you and your family, and that you may have many doubts this morning about the future. I've got a promise for you. Romans 8 verse 28. We know that in all things God works for good with those who love Him, those whom He has called according to His purpose, and that is you. I trust that the Lord will help you to transform the days of restriction with faith into wonderful experiences. I want to talk to you this morning out of Scripture, and please open your Bible at Luke 24 from verse 13, and I want to talk to you about this thought, why we should have an Emmaus experience. On that day, two of Jesus' followers were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking to each other about the things that has happened. After the resurrection, two of Jesus' followers, one named Cleopas, the other one is unknown, traveled this stretch of road between Jerusalem and Emmaus. It was about 13 kilometers north from Jerusalem. And they had a conversation on that road, which I call an Emmaus experience. And that conversation, that experience will help us in our spiritual journey with Christ to come to a place of real faith. So what is an Emmaus experience? An Emmaus experience is where you wrestle with your doubts, accept the truth, and take action of faith. And I want to talk to you about that. There's 3 very important points of Emmaus experience. Firstly, to wrestle with your doubts. An Emmaus experience usually starts from our doubts. And we know that these two disciples of Christ, these two followers of Christ, had many doubts, many uncertainties. They traveled this 13 kilometers, which took them probably a few hours, and they talked about everything that happened in Jerusalem. And the things that really troubled them was, if Jesus is really the Son of God and the Messiah, why is He dead? If God is really there, why did He allow Jesus to be condemned, tortured, and crucified? Why did God allow everything to happen? They were totally confused, because the things Jesus said and did not fit in with what was happening now. And they were discussing their disappointment in God and how it worked out. Do you have doubts sometimes? Many times we don't want to admit it. But there are times in life when things don't work out for us. When we look at our life and there's more questions than answers. That's times when we suddenly have a lot of doubts. Is God really there? Do God really love me? Do God really care about me? And things like that. And this is part of the Emmaus experience, where we are troubled by things that's happening around us. And even in this time of COVID-19, maybe you've got doubts about your work and about your finances and about a lot of things in your life. And in this doubtful situation, Jesus came along them and He confronted them with the truth. And this is the second important point in an Emmaus experience. You are confronted with truth. Emmaus is not just a road where you struggle with doubts, but you are confronted with the truth. We live in a world in which the powers of darkness and the world want you to believe that truth is relative. You've got your truth and I've got my truth. In other words, truth is relative But the truth of the fact is, truth can never be relative. Truth is truth. And it's a scientific impossibility that truth can be everything. There's a great possibility that we can all be wrong, but we cannot be right, all of us. Truth is not inclusive, but it's exclusive. Truth is absolute. And the disciples of Christ wondered and thought about what is the truth. Is Jesus really the Son of God? And Jesus asked him, what are you talking about to each other as you walk along? And they stood still with sad faces. And one of them, named Cleopas, asked him, are you the only visitor in Jerusalem that don't know the things that have been happening in these last few days? And Jesus asked him, what things? And suddenly he told Jesus about a lot of things that were really confusing for them, that they really didn't understand. The fact that Jesus died, the fact that he was missing out of his grave, and there was a lot of things troubling them. But Jesus confronted them with truth. He said to them, how foolish you are. How slow you are to believe everything that the prophet said. Was it not necessary for the Messiah to suffer these things and then to enter his glory? Jesus is actually confronting them with the Word of God. When you think about the Word of God, it's not a man-made written or man-written book. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us the Word of God. And Jesus said even of the Word of God in John 17, verse 17, your Word is the truth. The Bible is the truth. Think of the Bible being written 1700 year period by 40 different authors in 66 books with one central truth. 31,102 verses, of which 8,352 verses are prophetic of nature. With other words, 27% of this Bible is prophetic of nature. With other words, it predicts the future. And if you think of that, and you think of how the Bible accurately predicting the life and the death of Christ, and thinking about that 27% that is prophetic of nature, and understanding that most of the prophecies which is predicted in the Bible is already being fulfilled. There's a few outstanding, which the end of time and so forth is a few. You can't but turn around and say, this is the Word of God. Your Word is the truth. And Jesus confronted the two disciples with what is written in Scripture about him. And suddenly their hearts changed. They accepted the truth. They were confronted with the truth. And they finally accepted the truth. And lastly, they took an action of faith in Jesus Christ. When everything happened on their journey to Emmaus, the Bible said, they start holding him back, saying, stay with us, please. The day is almost over and it's getting dark. So he went in to stay with them. He sat down to eat with them, took the bread and said the blessing. And then he broke the bread and he gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he disappeared from their sight. One of the most beautiful things happened. They started out in a very bad space with this journey, doubting God. They do not see God. They do not experience God. They were confronted with the truth which Jesus let them in. And then eventually they took a step of faith, an action step of faith, where they invited him into their homes and where he was revealed to them as God. They actually saw God. Afterwards, they said to each other, wasn't it like a fire burning in us when he talked to us on the road and explained the scriptures to us? Something happened in their life where they experienced God. The moral truth of this story out of the scripture is that Jesus was from the beginning of their journey. He was part of their journey. But they didn't see him. They didn't experience him. And maybe that is part of your journey and part of your experience, that you think that God is dead, that God is not there for you, that God is deaf, or that God forgot you. But God is with you. God is near to you. And all that you have to do is use your faith this morning and put action into your faith. Invite him into your life, and then eventually your eyes will open and you will recognize God's hand, God's provision into your life. May God bless this message of an Emmaus experience in your life, which starts from the moment you wrestle with your doubt, confronted with the truth, eventually experiencing the presence of Jesus Christ in your life through faith. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Your word is the truth. Thank you that even though we have doubts sometimes about things that happens to us, circumstances and many, many things in this world, that we can hold onto the truth of your word, the fact that you are a reality, that you care for your people, that you bless your people. Thank you, Lord, that we can experience you in our life. Even if we call it the Emmaus experience because of Cleopas and his friend and how they experienced you, Lord, help us to experience your presence in this time in our life. We pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen.